Distress Tolerance and DBT. Understanding it. There's hope. What is distress tolerance? Distress tolerance means how well we handle tough feelings. Sometimes we feel sad, angry, or scared. These feelings can be hard to manage. Learning to cope with these feelings is important. It helps us stay calm and safe. Does any of this sound like you? Do you ever feel like your emotions turn very negative and intense? Your responses to the emotions seem out of your control? Would you like to feel more sure of your responses and how you react? You see the reaction of others and know it's impacting their responses. These are just a few of the questions you might consider when you think about some emotions. Let's discuss what it can be and how to better cope and manage these emotions. Why is distress tolerance important? When we do not deal with distress well, we can act in ways we regret. We might yell, cry, or even hurt ourselves. This can make problems worse. Good distress tolerance skills keep us from making things worse. They help us respond to problems in a calmer way. What happens without distress tolerance? When a person cannot stand distress, they may feel overwhelmed. They might avoid their problems. This avoidance can lead to more issues. For teens or young adults, if someone feels sad, they might not go to school. This can lead to failing classes. For adults, the overwhelming sadness can lead to staying home from work. This can put a job in jeopardy. Without distress tolerance, people may also turn to unhealthy activities. You can ask yourself if you identify with any of these. Some of the more common responses are drinking alcohol in excessive amounts, experiment with drugs, engage in dangerous behaviors. These responses, or others, might not be a good way to handle feelings. It adds more problems to your lives. Dialectical behavior therapy. How can it help? One way to learn distress tolerance is through therapy. There is a specific type of therapy called dialectical behavior therapy, or DBT. What is dialectical behavior therapy? DBT was created by Marsha Linehan to help people with strong emotions. It was developed in the 1970s and has proven to be an effective treatment method. It teaches skills to handle feelings in a better way. DBT includes four main parts. Let's look at each part. Number one, mindfulness. Mindfulness means paying attention to the present. It helps us notice our feelings without judging them. When we are mindful, we can understand our feelings. This makes it easier to cope. For example, if you feel angry, mindfulness helps you notice that feeling. Instead of acting out, you can take a breath. This can help you make a better choice. Number two, emotion regulation. Emotion regulation teaches us how to understand our feelings. It helps us know why we feel certain ways. Knowing this can help us change our feelings. For example, if you feel anxious about a test, you can use emotion regulation skills. You might tell yourself it's okay to feel scared, but you can still try your best. Number three, interpersonal effectiveness. This part helps us communicate better. We learn to ask for what we need. We also learn to say no when we need to. Healthy communication can reduce stress and conflict in relationships. For instance, if your friend wants you to do something you don't want to do, you can say no. This helps you stand up for yourself without creating more drama. Number four, distress tolerance. How will this help with my strong emotions? This part of DBT teaches ways to manage tough feelings. It gives us tools to handle distress. Some skills include grounding techniques. These help us feel connected. We can focus on our senses. For example, we can notice what we see, hear, or feel. Self-soothing. This means taking care of ourselves. We can listen to music, take a warm bath, or hug a stuffed animal. Distraction. Sometimes we need a break from our feelings. We can do activities we enjoy, like drawing or playing a game. Take a walk with a friend. This can help us feel better for a period of time. These skills make it easier to cope with distress. They give us options instead of reacting right away. Combining all parts of DBT. Using all parts of DBT together can be powerful. When we practice mindfulness, we become more aware of our feelings. When we have distress tolerance skills, we can handle those feelings better. When we understand our emotions, we can change them. And with good communication, we can build healthier relationships. Real-life applications of distress tolerance. Because we are looking at distress tolerance, let's look at some specific examples of how you can benefit from learning this part of DBT. How to use distress tolerance skills. Number one, during a test. If a student feels anxious during a test, they can practice deep breathing. This technique helps them relax and focus again. Number two, after a fight with a friend. When a person has a fight, they may feel hurt. Instead of lashing out, they can practice self-soothing techniques. Writing in a journal can also help process the feelings about what happened with the friend and lead to better understanding. Number three, when feeling overwhelmed. If a person has too many tasks, they might feel stressed. This leads to nothing getting done and only increases the stress meter. Use distraction skills. Watch a favorite show to break the stress cycle. Or take a short walk to clear your head. Build a support system. DBT encourages building a support system. Having friends and family to talk with can make a huge difference. It's important to share feelings with trusted people. This can help reduce feelings of isolation. Support systems help us manage distress. Talking to others can provide new ideas and perspectives. They can remind us of the skills we are learning in DBT. Practicing DBT skills daily. It's important to practice DBT skills every day. Just like any skill, the more we practice, the better we become. We can set small goals. For example, if we want to work on mindfulness, we can try to spend 5 minutes each day being mindful. We can also use a journal. Writing down our feelings helps us understand them. It shows us how we use our distress tolerance skills over time. The benefits of DBT. Many people have found DBT to be helpful. They feel more in control of their emotions. They can cope better with stress and challenges. And DBT can lead to better relationships, improved self-esteem, and greater happiness. Distress tolerance is very important. Learning to handle tough feelings helps us live better lives. DBT offers wonderful tools for coping. By using mindfulness, distress tolerance skills, emotion regulation, and communication skills, we can learn to manage our emotions. Working with a mental health professional. Let's make the changes easier. For many, learning how to make the changes that are needed can feel like an impossible task. You can feel isolated and not sure if the changes are working. With practice, we can handle life's challenges with bravery and strength. We can feel our feelings without letting them take over. That is the power of DBT and distress tolerance. Can a DBT psychoeducational skills group be a good fit? You know you want to make a change and you are ready to find better ways of dealing with your distress tolerance. You've realized it's not just you. There are others who are also looking for ways to better manage their extreme emotions. Being around others who are also working toward the same goal can be very empowering for everyone. You are able to share with others and find out what skills are ones that work for them. When you are surrounded by others with the same goal, it creates a safe place for you to share, learn, and practice. How do I take the next step? If you would like to attend the next DBT Psychological Skills Group, Distress Tolerance, visit our website. You can learn about the group and request information to register. This can be the start to the healthier ways of managing your emotions. Pathways Counseling Services is the top-rated therapy and counseling service in Scottsdale, Arizona, year after year. We can help you change the impact of depression on your life. Find a happier and healthier life through effective mental health care. Remember, there is help and support available to you, and we are here for you. You can reach us by phone at 480-571-0801. or send us a message on our website.